This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll free as we launch into the third hour of the program. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, you can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lots of comments tonight on the situation between the police and the people, where people are now killing the police. And I don't think that that is going to lead us to peace. I don't think that's going to lead us to less of a police state. I think it's going to lead to more of a police state, likely more violence by the police, which will, of course, engender more violence against the police, and it will be a nasty spiral downward. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. As we go to Armed Truth, we're going to give him another crack here on the line on Skype. He had an issue with, your son earlier is why he had to hang up. Go ahead, Armed Truth.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling regarding the shooting that happened yesterday in Dallas. It seems strange that they're saying, first of all, that it's one person. I know that he was pulled up, I guess, when he was killed in a parking garage, and it was shooting at the parking garage from an elevated position. But there's a video that goes around with someone shooting a cop on the ground level, point-blank range. He flanks a cop around and shoots him. I just think it's very interesting that all this happened. It's not really surprising. It seems like with everything going on in the country, something like this would happen. But really, the fact that they killed him with a robot with a bomb on it, the police, seems very crazy to me that they can kill a citizen with a bomb and just pull up and blow him up.
Well, I mean, the argument is that he was attacking the police, and so therefore they are justified in using whatever defensive measures are
necessary.
They
had a negotiator talking to him, and they just could not get through the negotiation. They could not convince this guy to put down his weapon.
That's the claim, yep.
And so they sent this little robot because apparently they didn't have a clear shot on him.
Yeah, I just think you guys touched on it earlier. I think it's just a slippery slope, starting with they have drones already. There's people in Congress who are voting that we should be allowed to kill people with drones from the air. It worries me with situations like this that things will progress very rapidly regarding that. I don't think violence is right. I think it's completely wrong. But it's just crazy now with everything that's going on. Two more cops were shot today, one in St. Louis and another in Louisiana as well. And I feel like it's just going to progress very rapidly now as more and more people begin to do this.
Well, whether it's going to progress rapidly or not, I don't know. I mean, most people aren't willing to do this. They are willing, you know, even if they're mad at the police, they understand that shooting the police is going to be the end to likely their life, if not the end to their life in freedom, or relative freedom. They will likely be behind bars if they manage to survive the inevitable shooting of them that will happen if they shoot the police. We've seen what happens when people shoot the police as the cops, you know, basically all converge on that one case, and they will continue to hunt that person until they are found, and they will kill them on the spot.
Yeah,
they
almost never go to trial. Remember, there was the incident in Los Angeles a couple of years ago where
with a former cop shooting
former cop started shooting cops, and the police went on this manhunt, wound up killing a couple of Asian women in a pickup truck that were delivering papers.
That's right.
Because somehow they got confused and thought that this pickup truck was a sedan or something.
So they opened fire. I mean, the guy was allegedly driving a pickup truck, from what I heard, and they thought it was the same truck. It was early in the morning. The cop couldn't see well enough, and I guess he just got scared. Oh, my God, the truck's coming this way. And
I actually live in Southern California. It's a Christopher Dorner case. Actually,
right.
The truck that happened with those ladies is, you know, they're hunting all over for, if my memory serves me right, it was like a dark-colored truck. You know, they're looking all over for this guy, and these ladies were delivering newspapers in a red, smaller, I think you know, truck. It wasn't even the same description or color, and it was two women in the driver's seat driving, and the cops shot, like, over 100 rounds into their car. It was a, you know, there was no reason for them to shoot him. The ladies didn't have a chance to get out of the car.
103 just, rounds.
That was crazy.
Yeah, they blew it apart. And it was a big, I think it was maybe 6 or 9 months ago, the verdict came out. Cause they always wait until the media dies
down. Oh, yeah, they dropped those charges, if I'm recalling correctly.
Oh, yeah, they were fine. You know, they were upset. But the car wasn't even the same color or the same, even close to the same model. And there were women in the car, and the cops shoot 103 rounds and get away with it.
And think about this. I mean, this is a great example of what you're going to see more of happening. If the police believe there's a war against them, they're going to get into a war sort of footing, more so than they currently have. I mean, they're already super militarized and super violent. But now, if they feel like they're being shot at regularly, and they don't know who's going to shoot at them next, they're going to be extra trigger happy. If there's some sort of, you know, be on the lookout alert out for some truck with a killer in it or whatever, an alleged killer, you're going to see more of this happen where innocent people who have nothing to do with killing police are going to get caught in the crossfire, so to speak. These trigger-happy cops are going to kill more innocent life, and they're going to get off by saying, well, you know, we were scared for our lives. Because whenever the police say that, it doesn't matter what the egregious offense was that they committed. As long as they can say and be believed by other cops that they were afraid for their lives, then no charges will be brought. It'll be like, well, we're sorry.
And the other phrase is, I thought he had a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else, Armed Truth? Go ahead.
Just one more thing. I was just going to add to that. Yeah, I think that's what a guy on the radio was listening to earlier actually brought up a good point is, you know, people aren't upset. You know, when people see these murders, now you can see, you know, that guy bled to death. You could see it, you know, his lifeguard. Same with the guy who was on the ground who the cop shot him. You know, he's staring at the video or at the camera as he dies. And I think people are upset about the death, but they're more upset about that they know that nothing will happen, that these cops are killing people in front of, you know, on TV. They're on your computer. You can watch them die. These people, innocent people who, you know, even if they committed a crime, most of them are subdued and they're killed. And the problem is that people know that nothing will happen to the police that do that. That's where the anger comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Armed Truth. Good call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what can you do about it? I mean, working within the system doesn't seem to help, at least in these big cities. These angry protesters go to a city council meeting, and the city council either acts like they care or they don't. If they act like they care, they might do something like create some sort of commission to oversee the police, but usually there's police that sit on the commission, and or the commission is toothless, and it can't really do anything. So the sort of inside-the-system approach hasn't really seemed to be very effective. Protesting, getting angry, hasn't really gotten anything accomplished. What do you do besides those things? I mean, shooting the police, I have argued, as we've argued earlier tonight, isn't going to accomplish what you want. If what you want is a peaceful world where cops aren't just killing anybody that they want to and getting away with it, shooting them isn't going to create that. Shooting them will give them the excuse to arm up and militarize even further. So, Daryl, do you have any suggestions?
Don't shoot.
But that's not doing something, like, to actually change the circumstances that we find ourselves in. I think the best option is still the Shire Society and the migration of liberty-minded people.
Things certainly are better here in New Hampshire.
They're better already, and I think they could be better when we actually have a libertarian, you know, majority.
Just saying move to New Hampshire does not then
No, libertarians
stop.
Move to New Hampshire and get active in order to achieve some semblance of freedom.
Finish my full thought. Telling people to move to New Hampshire does not stop the horrible things that are happening in other places.
I can't handle everywhere else. It's not my problem.
But you were asking, how do we stop the horrible things that are happening? And telling people move to New Hampshire does not stop the people from getting shot in Minneapolis.
I don't got any. I got no answers for those people.
In New York City from choking a man on the sidewalk for selling cigarettes.
I got no answers for those people. I really have nothing. Unless you can get enough people to start, disobey and not pay taxes. But if you don't get a concentration of people together who are willing to actually take some risk like that, you're never going to get anywhere. And it's hard enough to even find libertarians who are willing to do something like that, let alone other people. But I guess that could be something in larger cities. If large amounts of people, everybody who's mad about this, were to actually say, well, you know, until you guys shape up, we're just not going to pay. But of course, most of them are paying rent, likely, so how do you do that?
Well, like half of the property owners in Detroit aren't paying taxes.
And the police are still there. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And so, yeah, I mean, the solutions here, whatever they are not going to be easy to implement. The police are, they're dug in like a tick. You know, they have funding. They've got equipment. They're militarized. They're as separated from the people as they've ever been. You know, they got dark sunglasses, helmets, vests, guns, tasers, you know, you name it. These guys are armed up and they are not friendly. So how do you get from where we are today, where police can get away with committing murder and, you know, basically have no consequence for it whatsoever, to a place where there is some consequences for police misbehavior, to where misbehavior is even acknowledged by the police department? Many departments now, they'll say their officers were just fine when they committed that act of murder. Yeah, just completely justified. They were completely by the book. No charges whatsoever. So, of course, people are angry.
Every now and then, somebody will have a civil case go against a police officer, and then there's some monetary, recompense, but it doesn't come out of the police officer's paycheck.
Comes from the taxpayers. Right.
So the cops never learn the lesson.
No, and I mean, the lesson is clear that
the lesson is if you screw up, then you get a vacation, a paid vacation.
Right. Well, that presumes you screwed up, and it presumes that the cop isn't a psychopathic killer who took the job in the first place because he knew he'd get to shoot some people at some point if he, you know, the circumstances were right. And there are people who join the military for the same reason.
Yeah.
So to believe that there aren't people who join the police for that reason is completely naive. Now, I'm not saying all cops are bad. I'm not saying that. I think there are some of them that got into the business for the purpose of trying to do the right thing, of trying to help people. But sadly, those officers are saddled into the same departments with a bunch of psychopathic nut jobs who are absolutely in the business to wield power and use violence against peaceful people and get away with it. So I understand why people are mad. I understand why people are turning to violence because they don't know what else to do. It doesn't seem like there is a solution. I think in the case you gave the example of the guy who was, Eric Garner, I think it was, who was choked to death by the police. I think that in the example of cases where you've got actually people around witnessing something, obviously putting video on, number one thing that people should do is if you're out there and you see police abusing people, get video, get it online. Better yet, stream it out using like Cell 411. Go to getcell411.com. They've got a video streaming feature. You can alert other people to bad police behavior, among other emergencies. So I think that's one thing you can do. I don't think it's wrong for people to interfere and stop police abuse. I realize that puts you at a much greater risk that will likely result in some sort of interference with police business charge or obstructing government operations.
Or you getting killed yourself.
Or you yourself getting
killed.
Because
cops don't like it when somebody prevents them from doing something bad.
No doubt. But if people are going to get involved physically, I'd rather see them just stop the violence rather than actually retaliate against the police. So if some cop is going whole hog on somebody and is completely unjustified or whatever, if a crowd of people comes in there and separates the cop from the person that they're abusing, puts the cop in their own handcuffs and then disperses, then I don't think there's a problem with that. I'm desperately clawing for some sort of solution here. That's obviously not going to stop the problems. That only stops the incident when it's happening. Otherwise, I was talking about maybe people not paying taxes, but ultimately the respectable types who own property are likely the least likely people who are going to opt out of paying for police abuse. Those people have too much to lose. They're not going to take that risk. So I don't know what to do for people outside of New Hampshire, for people who are libertarians, for people who are voluntarists, anarchists. If you love liberty, you should get to New Hampshire as quickly as possible so we can de-escalate, demilitarize the police here, abolish the war on drugs, end all this, you know, stupid underage drinking arrests, end all the stuff that people hate the police for, running through stop sign tickets, speeding tickets, all the little crap that they hit everybody with that just builds resentment towards the police. If all the police in New Hampshire were doing was going after murderers, rapists, arsonists, bad guys, it would be hard for them to be hated. And I think that then maybe we could set an example for the rest of the world. Like, hey, you guys have bad cops down there? Well, maybe it's because you've got all these stupid laws like prohibition that they're enforcing that make people hate them and also, you know, give an excuse for corrupt or people that want to be corrupt to join the police department. That's a long-term strategy, and it may not ever be successful. I don't have anything better, Daryl. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
What about you? Our toll-free number is 855-453. You, the listener, 855-450-3733. Maybe we can hear some solutions that don't involve flying bullets or knives or whatever, because I don't think that violence is going to solve the problem.
Right.
Do you have anything else?
Well, I've got this article from the Free Thought
Highly
Project.
I highly doubt we're going to get
violence is not the solution.
If you could give us an excerpt, that's about all we're going to have time for here.
They say that violently attacking the government creates victims out of the ones that we're trying to expose as criminals. Just look at 9/11. Prior to 9/11, the TSA did not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinite detention did not exist. The NSA did not spy on every American. The police were not given armored vehicles, and Americans could not be assassinated by their own government without trial.
But now they can.
Yes.
Because of the violence.
Yes.
And it's only going to escalate matters, but we want to hear from you. You can share your thoughts. If there's more excerpts, maybe an excerpt per segment, really all we're going to have time for. We're loaded up on phone calls here, so let's get back to the phones and to the fun. And then maybe, tomorrow night or another night, we can dig deeper into the Free Thought Project, because it is a great website, and John Vibes and the crew over there do a good job. So let's go to the phones. Here we got Ryan. He's in West Virginia listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Ryan.
Hey guys, I definitely agree with what you're saying, Ian, about the people, liberty-minded people getting together and populating a certain area. It's kind of like a good cancer, I guess. It spreads, on the outskirts of the community, And as Ron Paul said, I think he said freedom is popular. I think. But anyway, the reason I called was...
It's not popular enough. I mean, Ron Paul was right in that there are a lot of people who like the idea of freedom, but they don't really understand the principles and the concepts, the philosophy of liberty. So there's a lot of education that needs to go on. Freedom can be popular, and I think one of the ways to jumpstart its popularity is to imagine the Ron Paul supporters all coming to the same place. You'd instantly have libertarians winning elections. You'd instantly have...
Of the Ron Paul supporters were libertarians. There are a lot of racist a-holes.
Fair enough. I'm talking about the libertarian ones. Imagine the libertarians coming together, because there's some racist libertarians too, but imagine the liberty-minded people who aren't a-holes coming together, although some people would say that we're a-holes. Nonetheless, imagine them coming together and getting, their activism on together. The numbers make a huge difference. If we can have some of the doers, the people out there that are trying their best where they are and failing again and again and again, to just come into the same geographic area and try together, it would make a huge difference. It does make a huge difference. It's working here.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I live in West Virginia, and I'm the only person that I know that thinks this way about West
Virginia. It's time to get out and join together, because once you do that, then other people will start to hear the ideas of liberty more often, and they'll start to think they're popular, and then before you know it, we'll win. Thanks, Ryan.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we were talking about getting liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. There's a migration of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people who love liberty coming to New Hampshire. There are several migrations, actually, or at least a couple of them. There's the Shire Society at shiresociety.com, where you can go and sign the Shire Society Declaration, which is, by the way, not collecting anyone's information. Now, you can publicly sign it on the website if you want. You can comment your name, and that's considered your signature. But if you want to keep your signature private, you can just print it out and sign it. There's a PDF version of the Shire Society Declaration, which is a personal declaration of independence. You print out the PDF, sign it at home, and no one has to know that you've signed the Shire Society Declaration. So some people want to do it privately. Others want to announce it publicly. But either way, the Shire Society isn't actually collecting those names. I don't look, I'm the webmaster for the site. I don't look at the names on a regular basis, so I couldn't even tell you who signed it. We've been to the county fair. I got over 200 signatures from average folks one year at the county fair here in Cheshire County, and everyone kept their documents. I did not collect any of that information. So what I'm trying to say is there's no membership to the Shire Society. There's no board of directors. There was the Shire Society Declaration, which was created back in 2010. It was based off of a sci-fi novelist, actually. Smith is his name, right? What was his
name? L. Neil Smith.
L. Neil Smith, that's right. He wrote sort of the the influence or the document that sort of ended up becoming the Shire Society Declaration, one of his books back in the 80s, I think it was. And so someone selected that. I forget who it was that came up with it. They put it on to what was then the Free Keene Forum, which is now the Shire Society Forums. And there were several weeks of discussions about tweaking the wording and what it should actually say. And then ultimately the people on that forum thread sort of came to the consensus on what it should say. We then published it. Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist, created a fancy calligraphy version with, like, you know, fancy pen, hemp paper, and made it look very constitutional, if you will. Yes. And then we signed that document in real life at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, back when that was a fun event, and it was, you know, welcoming towards everyone. So that was where the Shire Society was created, and now it is essentially a competitor, if you will, to recruit liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire, because there are thousands coming here, and there are thousands more who are on their way, hopefully, and you should join them if you love the ideas of freedom. Go to ShireSociety.com. You can learn more about that there. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration, whether you come here or not. You might want to sign that anyway. You signing the Shire Society Declaration doesn't obligate you to move, but those of us in the Shire would recommend you join us, because
yes,
numbers make a huge difference, whether it's for protesting, civil disobedience, or running for political office. If you've got numbers, you've got support, you can make a difference here in New Hampshire. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Ryan is in Houston, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Ryan.
Hey, guys, you touched on this a second ago. I think a lot of the problem is there's just too many cops. There's so many that they have time to go do things for my safety, and I end up dead. Thanks for pulling me over for the blinker. Or, you know, we end the war on drugs, we end the proactive policing, then we can get rid of a lot of police, especially the bad ones.
Yeah, I think ending the war on drugs would go a long way to making the police more respected, certainly among younger people. While we're at it, let's end other prohibitions on prostitution, gambling, drinking underage. Let's end all of those.
All of the victimless crimes.
Yeah, all of that. That would be a good step number one.
Like any bureaucracy, there's just too many. They're going to keep wanting to grow their budget. They're going to want to keep growing their employees and create new problems that they have the solutions for, right? So it's the same as any government problem. There's too many, and you know, we need to just work as activists. I think ending the drug war and this proactive policing will make a lot of people more safe.
Good suggestion.
And, well, one thing that a lot of people don't think about when they think of the drug war is that proactive policing, to where the police do go on these fishing expeditions, to where they pull somebody over for not having the turn signal on long enough, or, oh, I thought it was a busted tail light, and then they walk up, and then they can say, I smell marijuana, or, you know, they have the dog walk around, oh, the dog gave a signal. And then they wind up being able to search the car and find something or plant something.
Yeah.
And you know, you get rid of the drug war, you get rid of that fishing expedition.
Don't forget the cavity searches, too.
Bureaucracy never wants to shrink. They never want to get rid of anyone. You know?
Oh, they'll fight tooth and nail. I mean, look, I've seen those cops. Yep, I've seen those cops come out to any hearing about medical marijuana or decriminalization of marijuana. These cops, these police chiefs will come out and they will fight tooth and nail to try to keep the status quo. Even though there's like sick people being rolled in wheelchairs who are saying they, you know, they're helped by cannabis, the police will still speak out against it.
The one bill that they did not speak against here in New Hampshire was the one that made the first offense and the second and subsequent offenses the same penalty.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I agree with his suggestion. End prohibition. That's a great step number one. Unfortunately, to have something like that happen, we're going to need concentration of activists. And I'm sorry. Look, libertarians out there, I know you love where you live. I get it. You know, New Hampshire's cold. I understand that. But the fact
is, Colorado, but people started flocking there because, well, they've got legal weed, man.
Well, look, if you just want to go get high, then go to Colorado. But if you want to do activism and you want to actually achieve, you know, liberty,
more freedom.
Yeah, liberty in your lifetime, it's going to take work. And if you, all you want to do is post on Facebook, then just go ahead and stay right where you are, because you're never going to have any effect on anything. But if you want to, you know, actually do something, get active. have people win elections and actually roll back the state from the inside. That's happening here. If you don't want to work on the inside of the state, do outside the system activism. Do outreach. Spread the ideas of liberty.
And there's people doing that here, too. There's people that regularly don't take a plea outreach.
Create media. Make radio shows, TV shows. Conan's plotting a new TV show behind the scenes right now. Which
I'm
excited about.
You were supposed to mention that.
Was I not supposed to mention that? Okay, well, I don't think I was sworn to secrecy on that. So.
True, you weren't sworn to secrecy.
It's out there now.
Also said,
don't tell the talk show host things you don't want to get out there on the radio, because the talk show host will say things he's not supposed to say. Sorry, Conan. But I won't say more than that. There's nothing more that really can be said about it at this point. So, create media. We've done a lot of that here, and we continue to do so. But really, it's the concentration that's going to change society. Because I remember when I was a libertarian in Florida, I would be alone sometimes doing like a protest. There was a tax day protest. I would be there from 8 a.m. until, 5 in the evening. And then finally, a couple of volunteers would show up because they got off of work. And it was like I had to call the day before to remind the volunteers that they were supposed to show up. Otherwise, they wouldn't show up. And it was like super hard to just put together the most basic of activism events in a relatively large area. And when you've got thousands of activists in one state, it gets a little bit easier to put things together, to find volunteers, to have people step up. We need more, though. We need thousands more. We're still small here, but we've already got people who are winning elections. And if we get thousands more, then it's more likely that average folks will start hearing the ideas of liberty from their coworkers, from their new friends, their church members, people that they're hanging around with, a knitting club or whatever it is that people do. If there's thousands of libertarians in one place, a relatively small population place, people will encounter our ideas more often. And if they encounter our ideas more often, they're more likely to consider them seriously rather than, there's that crazy kid on the side of the road with his honk if you hate taxes sign. That's all I was before. And now here, libertarians are a threat.
And now you're the crazy kid with the U.S. out of NH, NH out of U.S. sign.
Well, some people may not like my activism, but tough. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People are talking about freedom here. They're talking about secession. NH exit is being covered in mainstream media here. We've got libertarians making news here frequently, multiple times a year. We're in the headlines, front pages of newspapers across the state, mainstream media. It's easy to make happen when you've got the numbers. So go to ShireSociety.com, learn more about that, because that's my best solution to police abuse. Although if you've got a better one, I'd love to hear from you, because violence ain't it. 855-450-FREE. Remember, that's the tool of the state.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. The number 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Now, maybe you can't move to New Hampshire. You know, stuck where you are. You don't want to be cold. You got family. There's some job that's or career that's really important to you. Not everybody's going to be able to make it up here. So what can you do? Well, you can support the activism that's going on. You can get behind Daryl's efforts at libertylobby.xyz. You can get behind the Liberty Radio Network, which is spreading the ideas of liberty all around the globe. We've got satellite channels in Central and North America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa, that cover those continents, for the most part. Sub-Saharan, not the north part of Africa. But we'd like to add the north part of Africa, Europe, and most of the Middle East by adding one new satellite, the Hotbird satellite, which is incredibly popular. But it's going to cost probably about twice as much as our current satellites do, because it's that much more popular. And, in fact, it's a lot more popular, but only costs twice as much. Anyway, we're doing a satellite fundraiser again this year. I did one last year for the first time ever, and we raised enough to continue broadcasting in Africa. I'm hoping that we can do that again this year and raise enough to broadcast, to extend the broadcast to that third satellite. So if you like the idea of spreading the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, this is one of the ways to do it. And you might be saying to yourself, satellite? Who uses satellite anymore as you listen to your internet-enabled smartphone? Well, try the 4 billion or so people in the world that don't have internet access. A lot of those people have free-to-air satellite dishes, and they have them pointed at the very satellites that we're discussing. So, if you want to get behind the satellite fundraiser, it's happening now. It's going for another solid month, and you can get behind it by going to fund.lrn.fm. Thank you to the several supporters that have signed on so far. There are some perks available if you'd like to sign up for those. You can do that. But, you know, 15 cents a day, 50 bucks a year is basically what we're talking about here. That's sort of one of the lower level perks that you can get. You can do a smaller amount, 5, 10 bucks. That's not a problem, too. Whatever you can afford to throw at our satellite bill, I sure do appreciate it. The church, the Shire Free Church, will continue as much satellite outreach as we possibly can. But to some extent, if you don't value it, then why should we? So please go to fund.lrn.fm and get behind our 2016 satellite fundraiser. That's fund.lrn.fm. As we go to Neil, he's in Golden Shores, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hey, Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Back in the summer of 1985, I did something I don't know if I would do again today. I was sitting at a now-closed-down restaurant in Bellflower, California, with my mom, and we were getting ready to have all-you-could-eat rabbit night. And
wow.
I look out the window, it was like fried rabbit, like fried chicken. It was
cool.
Really popular. People had to wait in line to get in there. I look out the window. We're sitting in a booth by the front window, and there's an L.A. County sheriff out the parking lot on the ground scuffling with someone.
Hmm.
Well, I got out of my seat, and I ran out the front door and went out there, and I helped the cop. I mean, this cop was getting his butt kicked. And I get out there, and I ended up, this guy had ended up actually getting the officer's gun out of his holster. And as it turned out, I was the one that ended up with the cop's gun in my hand, got it away from him, and held the guy at gunpoint while the L.A. County Sheriff guy cuffed the guy.
Wow.
All right. And when it was all over, I handed the cop back his gun. But today, I don't even know if I'd do that because I'd end up getting charged with something.
Could very well be. Do you know what they were going after that guy for? What was the arrest for in the first place?
Well, the guy was obviously drugged out, and he was, I mean, you got to be crazy, first of all, to fight a cop and take his gun. I mean, the guy was messed up. You could smell the alcohol all over him.
I got you.
I don't know what it was all, first of all, about, but, I mean, this guy had to be really crazy to take a cop's gun and to fight him, first of all. But today,
no, that's true. But some people are desperate. I mean, they don't want to go back to prison or go to prison, so they'll do anything to prevent that from happening.
Or possibly go back to the psychiatric ward. I've
right.
seen that happen as well.
But today, to go out and interject yourself into a situation like that, you might end up getting shot, because
yeah.
you're trying to help the cops.
That's absolutely true.
Back in 85, they appreciated the help, and I didn't get in no trouble. All the cops that pulled up on the scene afterwards, they came in, they paid for me and my mom's dinner, They were like, man, that was great. Not many people would do that.
Yeah, it's interesting that even somebody who's been in a situation like that, which has helped the police, is now saying that they would be too afraid of the police to even offer them assistance. Neil, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And that also extends to more urban neighborhoods are like this, but I think more and more people are learning this, is that it generally doesn't pay to help the police.
Yeah.
Because the police are hurting you and your family members by threatening you and arresting family members for, again, peaceful crimes with no victim, the selling of drugs, the use of drugs, the possession of drugs, underage possession of alcohol, gambling, prostitution, these things. You start arresting family members for that, and you shouldn't be surprised, cops, when you want to go and investigate a real crime. You go to a murder scene or whatever. You start knocking on doors. You shouldn't be surprised when people don't want to open the door and talk to you.
I didn't see nothing.
Even if you did see something, many people won't talk to the police just because the police haven't earned the respect.
Yeah.
So
the only time I've ever had a gun pointed at my face, it was being held by a police officer.
That's scary. Because what if he slips on the trigger?
Yeah.
Let's get into, if you've got it still, Daryl, the Free Thought Project. Maybe some more observations from...
Yeah.
Was it John Vibes who wrote the story?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't read the byline.
A lot of it's John Vibes.
They say if you think that the American people can somehow win in a war against the military-industrial complex that the U.S. has built up in the last decade and a half, you are seriously delusional. Your AR-15 will do nothing against thermal imaging predator drones equipped with Raytheon small tactical munitions designed for blowing up single homes. They will not stop the MRAP as it plows through your front door.
Mm.
No matter how you slice it, the most well-armed American citizen is no match for the hundreds of billions of dollars spent annually by the U.S. on warfare.
That's true.
Also, the above scenarios don't take into account the public support. If a group of people right. rise up and claim to be freedom fighters and they do not have the support of the citizens, well, that revolution was over before it ever started.
Mm.
If anyone thinks that killing cops and or praising the death of innocent people will amass public opinion in their favor, again, they are seriously delusional. removal of, and skipping ahead, removal of due process.
But before you go on, there are always going to be the police adherents. Now, what percentage of people are on the side of the shooters of the police versus are on the side of the police versus aren't paying any attention versus don't care? I don't know. It would be interesting to find that out. You know, the classic example of the revolution when the American Revolution, there were a certain percentage of people who were on the side of the revolutionists. There were a certain percentage who were the revolutionists. There were a certain percentage who were sort of in the middle, and then there was a percentage who were loyalists to the king.
Right.
And so the loyalists are not going to become less loyal simply because there are a bunch of revolutionist types out there. They may become more loyal. They may become more dug in and more violent. And you may end up seeing actually the loyalists, the equivalent of the loyalists today, the people who we'll call them the copsuckers as they've been called, they may start to take action against the people they perceive to be the threats to the police. So it may not just be the police who will begin using violence against or continue using violence in an escalated manner against people. They may have others come in and assist, and then maybe they won't get charged.
Right. Okay. So you've got the vigilantes of the vigilantes,
right,
if you will. Removal of due process, initiation of force, and abuse of power. These are tools of the state, not of peaceful revolution. Those who would take an innocent life to incite change are no different than the mass murdering sociopaths within the government.
It's true. Was there more?
There's definitely more. I'm just skipping ahead because
it's still
like in the middle of it. And yes, it's very lengthy. They say we are now witnessing the free market reacting to an incompetent and violent police state by creating alternative means of community security.
Cell 411.
Like Peacekeeper. They don't mention cell 411.
I can't believe. Is this an old article?
No.
Peacekeeper doesn't even exist, does it?
I think it exists, but yeah, it's absolutely.
I'm going to have to talk with John Vibes. If that's John's article, I'm going to have to talk with him.
So apps like Cell 411, which connect community members directly to one another to foster community interdependence.
And they're free. If you go to getcell411.com, you can download the app for iOS devices, Android devices. You do have to have GPS, so it needs to be your smartphone device. But totally free, so useful, and a great way to bypass and sidestep the police state in reacting to emergency situations that develop. And one of the things you can send alerts about is bad police behavior.
Yes.
To bring people's attention and cameras to the scene. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.